President Trump, his children, and his business have sued Deutsche Bank and Capital One in an attempt to block subpoenas from lawmakers in Congress seeking his financial records.
What we've seen is a really aggressive stance from the president, from the White House, and from his business towards any congressional inquiries. We know that the White House has not handed over a single document to Congress that's been requested this year.
Plus, the latest on unrest in Venezuela. And Berkshire Hathaway backs Occidental's bid for Anadarko. This is What's News from The Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Before we get to our story on the Trump lawsuit against Deutsche Bank and Capital One, here are some other top stories we're following. The Wall Street Journal continues to monitor the situation in Venezuela, where opposition leader Juan Guaido has called on Venezuelans to protest to overthrow President Nicolas Maduro. Guaido spoke in a pre-dawn address outside an airbase at the eastern end of Caracas, saying this is the moment is now.
Es el momento es ahora. El momento no solamente...
Guaido is viewed by the U.S. and more than 50 other nations as the country's legitimate leader. Thousands of supporters had joined his call by mid-morning. Maduro has called the effort a coup attempt. For continuing coverage of this developing story, please head to our website, WSJ.com, or the WSJ app. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway is throwing its support behind Occidental's bid for Anadarko with a $10 billion investment. Occidental has offered to buy the company for $38 billion after Chevron agreed to pay $33 billion for Anadarko. The Wall Street Journal's Bradley Olson explains Chevron still says its deal to acquire the company is better for shareholders.
There's definitely a point at which Chevron would be willing to walk. I don't want to say we know what that is yet or that we're there yet. But this is sort of a signal that if Chevron counters, Oxy could counter again, right? Like having this additional cash is like added firepower. And so I think it's sort of a sign that if Chevron really wants this, they're going to have to pay a whole lot more than they thought they were originally.
Berkshire Hathaway would receive 100,000 shares of preferred stock in Occidental with a coupon of 8% a year. That's if Occidental is able to complete the purchase of Anadarko. Just how it will be funded still remains unclear, but President Trump and Democratic leaders on Tuesday agreed to aim for a $2 trillion infrastructure package. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said they had a productive meeting with Trump at the White House. They're set to meet again in 3 weeks to talk about funding the bill. President Trump, his children, and his real estate business are suing Deutsche Bank and Capital One in an attempt to block the firms from sending documents requested by Democratic lawmakers. Joining me now from Washington with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Rebecca Ballhaus. Rebecca, the president has said these subpoenas from Congress are intended to harass him. He's also said he intends to fight all subpoenas related to the Mueller report. What documents exactly are lawmakers seeking here from Deutsche Bank and Capital One? And what's the president's argument for refusing to hand them over?
So lawmakers are trying to get from Deutsche Bank and Capital One about a decade worth of financial documents related to the president, related to his family, and related to his businesses. And specifically, this is the House Financial Services Committee and the House Intelligence Committee, whose chairs have both expressed an interest in the last several years of in looking at the president's relationship, in particular with Deutsche Bank, but also with banks more broadly. And what they're looking for is any illicit use of the financial system, and also for any foreign influence in the political process. And of course, the House Intelligence Committee has had been looking at the subject of possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. That investigation, I think, is likely not to go forward fully after Mueller didn't find any evidence of collusion in his report. But they are still looking at other areas of foreign influence related to the president.
The president does have a decades-long history with Deutsche Bank, as The Wall Street Journal has previously reported. The bank has led or participated in loans of at least $2.5 billion to companies affiliated with the president. What are we hearing from Deutsche Bank amid all this?
So Deutsche Bank had advised the president and his businesses earlier this month that absent any court action, they were going to start turning over documents to the congressional committees on May 6th, and Capital One said the same. And this would, of course, be a pretty significant thing. As you say, Deutsche Bank is one of the president's top lenders. It was a bank that, when a lot of other banks stopped lending to the president, they continued, and they have loaned him a lot of money over the years. So we'd expect, you know, quite a bit to be in those documents. So they had informed the president that they were going to start turning over those documents on May 6th, but they've said that you know, they'll abide by any court orders. So if this lawsuit is successful, then we don't expect that they'll be handing anything over to Congress.
And what about Capital One? What do we know about dealings between that bank and the president?
So we know from his 2015 disclosure form that he kept an account at Capital One with at least $5 million in it. He also had accounts at several other banks. As far as we know, Capital One hasn't been quite as prolific of a lender to the president as Deutsche Bank. So it's certainly interesting that the committees had subpoenaed that bank as well.
And Rebecca, you did touch on this earlier, but tell us some more about how this particular lawsuit fits into the White House's larger efforts to fight subpoenas issued in regards to the Mueller report.
What we've seen is a really aggressive stance from the president, from the White House, and from his business towards any congressional inquiries. We know that the White House has not handed over a single document to Congress that's been requested this year. They haven't agreed to any testimony aside from this former security clearance official who, after some lengthy back and forth, is now expected to testify this week. The company, the Trump Organization, actually last week filed a similar lawsuit to the one we saw last night against the accounting firm Mazars LLP, which the House Oversight Committee had asked for the president's financial statements. And that lawsuit also sought to block that subpoena and not allow the accounting firm to turn any documents over. So we've seen that they have signaled a very aggressive response, and we would definitely expect that to continue.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Rebecca Ballhaus joining us from Washington, D.C. Thank you so much, Rebecca.
Great. Thank you.
Now, on to some more headlines from the Wall Street Journal. Economic growth in the Eurozone picked up in the first quarter. The Wall Street Journal's Paul Hannon says the latest GDP reading came as a surprise and was better than expected.
The background is that the Eurozone has been disappointing expectations for more than a year. It's been a real worry for policymakers and business people all around the globe. And today it delivered like a rare piece of good news. So it picked up to 1.5% from 0.9% at the end of last year. Compared to the US, that isn't great. The US was 3.2%, but for the Eurozone, that's pretty good going.
Hannon says consumer spending inside the Eurozone fueled growth, but he cautioned the latest GDP reading in the Eurozone could still turn out to be a blip.
There were things that were happening at the end of last year which were dragging down growth, and they've sort of dissipated for now. But the outlook isn't great. A lot of surveys of businesses for April show another bout of weakness, and exports are still a problem. Eurozone consumers are spending a little bit more freely, but they're still not ready to sort of supply the kind of boost that you might see in the US or elsewhere.
Despite worries over slowing global growth and lower projections at the start of the year, recent GDP measures in China, the U.S., and now the Eurozone have so far exceeded expectations. Altice is acquiring financial news streaming service Cheddar in a $200 million all-cash deal. Cheddar is a service aimed at millennials and cord cutters who are moving away from traditional pay TV. Its founder and chief executive, John Steinberg, will become president of Altice News, which now includes Cheddar, News 12, and I-24 News. And finally, Facebook has redesigned its website and mobile app. The goal is to foster more group conversations and crack down on misinformation and abusive content on the platform. You may notice Facebook's iconic blue banner, the one that's run across screen since it launched in 2004, is no more. Have you seen the social network's redesign yet? If so, tell us what you think by tweeting us at WSJ Podcasts or emailing us at whatsnews, all one word, at WSJ.com. That's What's News for Tuesday afternoon. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.